Grace be to you and peace from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. The text for our early Easter sermon this morning is Job chapter 19, verse 25. I know that my Redeemer lives and that in the end he will stand upon the earth. This is God's word. Dearly loved by God, fellow celebrants of our Savior's resurrection from death, the assurance of the forgiveness of our sins, our resurrection, and our eternity in heaven. Benjamin Franklin is one of the first people to be credited with the saying, "The only things certain in life are death and taxes." Clever, memorable, but sadly untrue. Another man, a man named Job, had a third certainty in life, a certainty that we have in life, a certainty that we are here to celebrate this morning and that we celebrate every day of our lives as Christians. For Job, this was a certainty. I know that my Redeemer lives. We concur, don't we, in faith. We say it, we shout it, we live it, we share it. We do not celebrate Easter because we think that Jesus maybe rose from the dead. This morning is not a day for vague suspicions, unfounded conclusions, or theological open questions about what really was raised from the dead on Easter morning. We reject all those uncertainties as joy robbers, something that would steal our joy away from us this morning, not to mention our confidence when we are standing toe to toe with death, or standing over the grave of a loved one, mourning their loss, even though they have died in Christ. Jesus Christ gave up his life on the cross after he had fulfilled all of the scripture and after he had paid for the sins of every person who lives on this planet. And as his reward, God, his heavenly Father, raised him from the dead, exalted him to the highest place, not only returning him as the Son of God to the throne on which he sat before he became a human being, but also as his reward for being a human being who, by his perfect obedience and innocent suffering and death, became the all-sufficient atoning sacrifice for the sins of the world. He brought Jesus back to life on the third day. That was Job's certainty. There's no uncertainties here this morning. I know that my Redeemer lives. Many a conflict, many a doubt may toss my ship of faith back and forth, but Jesus Christ is my sea anchor. I will not capsize. I will not sink under the waves of temptations and troubles, as Job did not sink either. Jesus lives. The victory is won. With the eyes of his faith, and with an inspired sense of the prophetic perfect, Job saw the day of Jesus Christ's resurrection after he was crucified on the cross. He didn't say, "I know that my Redeemer will live," or "someday in the future, the promised Messiah will rise from the dead." Job said, "I know that my Redeemer lives." that he has in my mind already risen, because God has promised that he would raise his son from the dead. This is the good news that the evangelists and the apostles shared. Job was perhaps a contemporary of Abraham, and he shared that good news of Jesus' resurrection. And that message is shared by the evangelists and the apostles. Job, in prophecy, had seen his risen Savior. The evangelists and the apostles, many of them, had seen the risen Christ. Or all of them had seen the risen Christ. They had seen him with their own eyes. They had touched him with their hands. They had seen him eat food, proving that he had a physical body. They were, Peter says, eyewitnesses of his glory. This is the good news that we share through the Spirit-inspired record of their witness. Not a thing has changed since Job. Job is one of us. Loss of property and loved ones, loss of his health, bodily pain, temptations to curse God and die. They're all part of our lives, just as they were part of Job's life. With Job, we share the same truth that gets us through those. We just sang about it. I know that my Redeemer lives. Jesus lives. The victory is won. His physical body came back to life and left the grave. And then he appeared to the women and to the disciples. And later, Paul says, to over 500 of the believers at one time. We share that truth. No uncertainties here. The Messiah, who for Job was coming and for us has come, has died on the cross and lives again. Every week we confess he lives and he reigns with the Father and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. The truth is, we will die. Death indeed is certain. After we died, we may be laid to rest in such a way that worms will come and destroy our bodies, like they destroyed Job's. Or maybe some of us will have our bodies turned into ashes much more quickly than nature would do it if we would go through cremation. And yet we say with the Apostle Peter, in his great mercy, God has given us a new birth into a living hope through the resurrection from the dead. The resurrection of Jesus Christ not only takes away uncertainty, it prevents it. I heard someone, and they did not mean this in any kind of frivolous way, that Jesus is like an aspirin. You take an aspirin to get rid of problems that you already have. But you can also take an aspirin to prevent a heart attack. The resurrection of Jesus Christ removes the worry and the uncertainty and the fear of problems that we have living in a sinful world. The resurrection of Jesus Christ also prevents in our lives many of those worries, many of those fears, many of those uncertainties. None of us knows what later today holds. None of us knows what tomorrow holds. But we know what this morning holds. I know that my Redeemer lives. And that one day he is going to return and stand before me, and with these same eyes, no matter what's happened to them, I will see him. I will see him because I will be just like him. How do I know? The Bible tells me so. Job was so certain about his Redeemer's resurrection that he thought something that good should be written down. And fortunately, the Holy Spirit thought the same thing and saw to it that Job's words about his Savior's resurrection were written down. And we have that today so that we can sing about it, so we can hear about it from the Scripture, so that we can confess it. God, by the Holy Spirit, wrote down in that sacred scroll through Job that history of what Job said and what Job believed. Job thought it should even be more than written down. He said it should be inscribed with an iron tool on lead or engraved in rock forever. Think of those ancient cave drawings that they find, or ancient inscriptions carved into rock, or different things. Well, in a sense, for us, the Bible is more than just a scroll on which words are written. It really is the rock of our faith into which has been carved the truths of our forgiveness and our faith. There's no uncertainties here. As much as men have tried to wipe it away, to grind it out, to wash it away, that truth of Job that is our certainty remains today. The Apostle Paul, in a sense, wrote with the iron tool and engraving instrument of his inspired pen, "Where, O death, is your victory? Where, O death, is your sting? The sting of death is sin. The power of sin is the law. But thanks be to God, he gives us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ." Our faith is not in vain. We are not liars or frauds. We are not delusional, and so to be pitied by all men. We are not uncertain in the present or about the future. I know that my Redeemer lives. I worship him because of what sweet comfort this sentence gives. Jesus lives, my ever-living head. Job, we're right there with you. Amen.